Welcome to Strong Heart Awakening. We teach you the classy and sassy way of attracting high caliber relationships into your life. I'm Jenny White, psychological therapist and relationship coach, founder of strongheartawakening.com and my program, the Strong Heart Awakening Academy, which is a school of high caliber relationships, standards, and boundaries. Let's go. Hello and welcome, beautiful strong hearts. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Strong Heart Awakening. I'm so excited to talk to you today about back burner relationships. So what do you do when someone puts you into a back burner relationship? So some people will probably say, what is that, Jenny? What's a back burner relationship? A back burner relationship is when somebody puts you on a back burner, when you maybe date them, or maybe you are in a sort of committed relationship with them, and all of a sudden you hear these words: I need some time for myself, we need a break from each other, or I'm so stressed at the moment, I need some breathing space, we can't see each other for a moment. And off they are. And for you, it's then, oh gosh, what's going on, right? How can I prevent that? Why? And why are they doing it? Or sometimes we are even saying, okay, we can understand that they go through stressful times because they tell you very likely that they are maybe going through really, really stressful times with their family, with an ex-partner, or at work, or something financially related, that they cannot invest in this relationship for this particular moment. They cannot be there for you because of this. So let that sink in for a moment. They cannot give you this relationship because they have some form of stress levels. Isn't it usually easier to have a partner by your side when you go through difficult times? It is. It definitely is. So people who put you on a back burner, they are not sure. They're not sure if they want to be in a relationship with you. And the problem is, a lot of us get confused by the relationship we build up with them and the attention we receive from them, that it's so easy for them to put you just on a back burner and leave you there. That's not good. That's never a good indication, and it's toxic. And I do understand if you're in a situation where you say, yeah, they go through some really difficult times, it's really difficult, I understand, I give them the space because I love them. And some of you might be even there for them if they want to talk. So they actually have then access to you whenever they think they need it. And that's a pretty dark place to be in for yourself. You don't deserve that. You do not deserve a relationship like this. And a lot of you go through this at least once in a lifetime. I guarantee every single one on here who listens to this has gone through this one way or the other. Or maybe you even did it to somebody and you know why you did it to somebody, because you feel not the deep connection to them. You don't, or you don't want to be with them in that way. You don't feel maybe that deep connectivity they maybe feel towards you. Maybe those people, or you maybe felt, if you've done that to somebody, you felt it's easier to say it in this way and use circumstances to not have any connections with them, because then it's easier to break away from them than telling them, you know, I love you, but not in the way you want me to love you. And I know it hurts. I know it hurts. And I know sometimes we all go through really difficult times. But if somebody is telling you that they need a break and break away from you and you should not contact them, so they don't feel obliged to contact you back, that is not an indication that this is your person. And the mistake I see over and over again in my relationship coaching and therapy sessions with my clients is that they say, but I want to show them that I'm committed to them, that I love them, and they need somebody that can talk to me. And when they reach out to me, then after a few days or a week, and I'm listening to them, that's good, isn't it? Isn't it good that I'm there for them and I hold the space for them? No. Because they use you as an emotional go-to person, but they don't want to give you the commitment. And that is toxic. What they do is they break away from you, they put you on a back burner, and you are on that leash, literally, and they, you know, go to you whenever they think they need you. That doesn't create attraction. That doesn't create the respect you need in a relationship. That is not a high caliber relationship. Strong Heart Awakening stands for high caliber relationships. I do not want you to sell yourself cheap. You are not cheap. You're not underselling yourself to people who kind of want you, but kind of want you not. That's not you. And I got your back in this. I know it hurts. It hurts so, so much because we never thought that might would have happened to us, but it has. So how can you actually deal with this? So I will help you today. How do you deal with this? When somebody says to you the things, oh, I need the time and please don't contact me for a while. I need that breathing space. Or we need a break. We need a little break. If people say that, you say the following. You say, can we deal with this without having a break? Or is that really you need that break? Or you need me not to contact you at all? And if they say, yes, they need that, you say to them the following thing. Say, look, I think you're a great person. I really like you. I really love you. However, I'm not a back burner person. I'm not, you know, you can't just kind of have me and kind of have me not, you know. And I want to have a relationship where we can work both side by side together through whatever stress levels we go through or obstacles we go through. I want a relationship like that. If you can't give me that, that is absolutely okay. But then I know you're not my person. You're not my person. A break is for me a breakup. I can't hang around. Of course, by any times when you're ready, come back. But I cannot promise you that I'm still available. That's what you say. You double down. I know it hurts. I know it sounds maybe very cold. However, you have to value yourself. They devaluing yourself. This was a long day today. Sometimes my German brain kicks in with all those words. So you don't want to devalue yourself and sell yourself cheap because you become less attractive. You become more attractive in saying, no, I'm not having that. If you need the space, fine. But partners, committed relationships don't have that usually. I don't believe in that as a relationship coach. It's not good to build a close relationship. You work yourself through those obstacles. You don't run away from them. Right? So you have a runner there. This person is running away. Because see it like this. They claim they are stressed. They have to deal with things. They don't want you on top of it too. Every time when they have stress, they will put you last on their list. Out you are again. So those are then the relationships that are on and off and on and off and on again and off again. Breaks in between, other partners in between, then they come back because they found out the grass isn't greener on the other side. And with every time you take them back, your value becomes less and less in their eyes. It's true. It's not your value doesn't increase by hanging around and simmering on their back burner. That's not the case. I tell you what, a tasty and hot dish will not be put on a back burner. And you are a tasty and hot dish. And you have to behave like a tasty and hot dish. A tasty and hot dish is not being put on the back burner. People are all over that. They appreciate tasty hot dishes. They want tasty hot dishes, but they don't do. They don't put tasty hot dishes on the back burner. Got it? Don't never, ever, ever do this to yourself. It hurts, but you need to value yourself. You need to get through this with all the courage you have. Strong Heart Awakening is all about taking the courage and going through this. We go through obstacles, not around them. We are getting through them. We take the challenge on. Bring it on. I'm not sitting there being put on hold for somebody who's not sure if they want a relationship with me or not. It's time. It's your life. You don't get that time back. And often that happens then for years. Some people do this for years and years. You are giving them your life. Somebody who's not committed, somebody who doesn't want you around in difficult times. And relationship grows. They grow through difficult times, not only through the happy, chirpy times, the jolly times, right? They grow when we have difficulties, when we don't like ourselves, when we are stressed, when we are moody, when we don't know what to do, when we are not at, you know, performing at our peak. This is where relationships grow. And they definitely don't grow if you accept that this person just puts you for a minute on hold until they have the time and the energy to invest in the relationship with you. No. Not having it. You're a hot, tasty dish, and you will behave like a hot, tasty dish. They don't want it. They don't get it. And it sounds maybe very cold. And I know that they have sometimes they bring up very legitimate reasons why. But you still can be together in a relationship, and somebody can digest some pretty traumatic stuff. But normally we would wish we would have a partner actually by our side who is there. Even if they sit in silence next to us, but they are there. You know what I mean? So have the guts to double down on them and tell them, no, thank you very much. In the most, you know, loving, kind, classy, and sassy way, strong hearts do that. And that's how you become irresistible. You do. You become far more attractive when you do this. People have far more respect. And it's not a guarantee, of course, that they see the value of you. They don't. Some people don't. And some people might see it later when it's too late, when you are off and found maybe then the person who would not play those games with you, right? But you need to hold your value. So I hope that was helpful. And thank you for listening, and hope to speak to you very soon again while we do this broadcast every single week. So every Saturday, we are releasing another episode of Strong Heart Awakening. So I love you and leave you for today. If you love our Strong Heart Awakening podcast and you got any value out of it, could we ask you for a favor? Please subscribe to our podcast and leave us a review. That would mean so much to us and would help us to reach even more beautiful souls. We totally appreciate you and wish you the most amazing day wherever you are in this world. TTFN, ta-ta for now.